Over the past several months, the possibility of military conflict has sent oil prices soaring to their highest levels since the last Gulf War. In recent days, as war has become virtually certain, prices have paradoxically come down again. To sort out what's happening, NPR's Jim Zeroli visited a commodities trading firm in New York.
An energy trading desk is a hair-trigger place where people have to respond to events instantly and try to decide how they'll affect prices. Inside the offices of FEMAT USA in Manhattan's Rockefeller Center, the job has been tougher than ever during the past few weeks. FEMAT buys and sells oil contracts for institutional and commercial clients like airlines and factories. And trader Steve Bolino says he's seen a volatility in the market he hasn't witnessed in a long time.
I mean, crude oil 2 weeks ago touch $40. Now we're trading 30. 30 was the low today. Those are huge swings in this marketplace. So it's been interesting.
Like the other traders, Bolino sits in front of a computer screen, juggling phone calls and watching gas and oil prices rise and fall on a chart. At the bottom of the screen, wire service alerts flash the latest breaking news. Early today, there's a rumor that Iraq's Deputy Prime Minister Tariq Aziz has defected. As oil prices dip, FEMAT Senior Vice President John Kildoff tries to assess the news.
That would certainly give an indication that there's going to be a lot of surrendering potentially going on by the senior military officials within Iraq, which would certainly make the U.S. military action that much easier.
The rumor turns out to be false, but the traders shrug off the news, and that may say something about the mood in the market. A few weeks ago, many traders were worried that a war would devastate the Middle East oil industry, but Kildoff says people have grown much more optimistic. He says the military has been unusually open about its war plans, and that may have helped convince people the conflict will end quickly. At 10:30, the Department of Energy and the American Petroleum Institute released their weekly reports about oil and gas stockpiles. Energy reserves are at a 40-year low right now, partly because prices have been so high that many companies stopped buying new supplies of crude oil.
Wow.
The first report contains good news. Kilduff plays with his headset as he studies it.
API has the crude up 5 million barrels.
An hour later, prices have firmed up a bit, but by the end of the day, oil is below $30 a barrel. As he watches the prices flicker on his screen, John Kildoff says he shares the market's optimism, but he also worries that many people right now are underestimating the risks of war.
It's just hard to believe that it's going to go that quick and easy. There's a lot of room, and it seems to be a lot of things that could happen. And for somebody that's observed Saddam Hussein for as many years now as I have, it's hard to believe that we've heard the last from him, one way or another.
Kildoff says one risk is that Iraq will set fire to its oil fields as it did in Kuwait in 1991, and if something like that happens, prices could once again begin to rise. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.